It's a different atmosphere when we go there and when they come here. I mean, it's just a real physical game. I mean, it's a lot of respect for them guys because we know they're going to bring it. And, I mean, we know it's going to be a close game, and it's going to be a tough game for us.
You guys have seen them on tape. Obviously, you faced them earlier in the year. It seems like they're finding some things offensively. Is that kind of showing up when you guys are watching as well?
Yeah, I mean, they got a little roll. I think they scored like 40 points last week. So we got a big task ahead, and we really just really preparing for it.
Be a fun game. Be prime time. So I know they're going to bring their best game. It's good to be home, too, as well. There's a lot at stake in this game.
Why do you think this defense is prepared for a quality stretch run?
We just go out there. We're going to do everybody do the best job they can. We're going to go out and practice. It's all about practice. And, you know, when you get to a game time, everybody be prepared to play.
What's the biggest challenge not having Ryan?
Well, you just know he's the type of prodigy player that he is. So at the same time, you got to have guys that go in to fill his position. Next man up is a standard here. And, you know, guys that go out there and just do the best they can.
You guys are down two Pro Bowl players. Mm-hmm. You got three on the defensive side of the ball. Can he kind of be an X factor?
I definitely feel like he can. You saw last time he was in the helmet versus the Chiefs. I mean, he came in and had, you know, a crazy big splash play at the end. So we're extremely confident in him. And, I mean, we say the next man up for a reason. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a former Pro Bowl player or if you're a practice squad guy. I mean, at the end of the day, when your number's called, you're going to produce. And I'm sure he's going to produce as well.
How has that the injury changed your preparation for Sunday?
It hasn't changed my preparation, but
just the whole defense in general.
Just we have to be more. Just have to communicate more. Ryan was our vocal leader out there, you know, getting everybody lined up. So we have to do that. You know, our insides have to be more sharp because some of them haven't played. You know, it's a collective effort where we all have to step up. We can't replace Ryan. We know what Ryan brings, but we can, you know, try to hold Ryan under the deal.